Java has been inspired by the full web, as Steve Jobs put it in his open letter, Thoughts on Flash. So Java, unsurprisingly, is amazingly successful on the server side in e-commerce and in business. It is where app Java was running on the client side. It was designed as to run inside Netscape, the old Mosaic web browser, back in 1995, and did well. But then Java applets were sadly left behind because of poor infrastructure and poor implementation. And it isn't really a surprise that a company such as Macromedia, with their animation plugin Flash, really inspired websites with the ability to generate complex user interface interactions, which you couldn't do with the web standards of yesteryear. And I'm talking about at the turn of the century. There's countless stories. Go out and Google web browser incompatibilities, in particular between IE6, Internet Explorer 6, and then Netscape 4 and IE4. And so Adobe won the plugin battle hands down. It is almost ubiquitous at this point, and Flash being successful means that lots of people depended on Flash to deliver really useful content. And then came video websites such as Flash, inspired YouTube, which really transformed Flash into the stratosphere. And then came Adobe's push to the enterprise, which was called Flex, which is delivering a set of development tools which will allow a Flash runtime to be run on the client side in a browser, and now obviously outside of Flash, outside of the browser, called Adobe Air, on users' machines. And Adobe have been targeting mobile platform, which is the reason why we've reached this point where Mr. Apple, Steve Jobs, has put his hand down and denied Adobe entry into the iPhone, iPad, and touch space. And of course, this can be seen as being very spiteful, as Adobe is due to release a Creative Suite 5 cross-compiler, which allows Flash applications to be ported to the iPhone. So here's the thing, Java really itself is a cross-platform language and platform. It's not just a framework. You can compile Java and make it run on the server side, but you also now, with a new rich internet application such as JavaFX and other solutions out there, including Groovy and Griffin, really have shown that applications can be written that also run really well on the client side. So you don't actually need a browser to run a Java application. Also, to their credit, Sun, Oracle, generated a brand new runtime which allows applications or client-side applications like applets to be actually run in a separate process. So there's no chance for the browser to actually crash and burn just because an applet crashes. And one of the neatest tricks ever was to demonstrate that an applet or a Java networking application could be pulled outside of the browser and then run standalone without the browser being running. That was genius. So Java has a lot to say about the full web.